you. What a scorcher. Mmm. Hello. You look like a nice lady. Mmm. Yes, down the line has taken some metaphorical Viagra as we dip our toe into the murky waters of sexuality. Now, my old mate Stephen Fry got into a bit of trouble last year. I say he's my old mate. I've actually only met him once. I bumped into him in the corridor at Television Centre just after my show had been axed. He told me how much he enjoyed my radio series, but thought it hadn't quite worked on television. Anyway, as I say, old mate Stephen Fry got a bit of stick for claiming that men and women were different when it came to sex. Was he right? Was he wrong? As a gay man, did he have the right to tell us what he thought about anything? What do you think? Give us a call, 08000 155 947, or you can Twitter me at Gary Bellamy DTL. So let's go to our first caller. Who's there?
Hi, it's Alec here.
Hello, Alec.
I'm a wee bit nervous, Gary. First time calling your show.
Listen, you've got nothing to be nervous about, OK? You're amongst friends here. What are you ringing to talk about?
Right, well, just wanted to say, by the way, that I don't really like your show.
Right. Is that... That's all you're ringing in to say?
Aye.
Well, you could always turn it over, couldn't you, or turn it off?
I don't want to turn it off.
Right.
I'll pay my licence fee.
OK, well, listen, I'm going to turn you off now. Thanks very much. Matt, do you mind just vetting these calls before you put them through, please? Right, let's hope this next call is a little more relevant. Hello.
Hello, Gary. My name is Gretchen, and I worked for a long time in Canada on a research program investigating the differences between male and female sexuality. Oh. And I wondered if you'd be interested in hearing a little about the tests that the men and women underwent.
I think this sounds brilliant, yes.
Well, we showed the men images of women ranging from conventionally attractive women and women who would be considered less conventionally attractive.
Ugly ladies.
And the men were asked to look at these images, and some of the images were clothed and some of the images were unclothed.
How unclothed? What, completely nude?
They were entirely unclothed. Ooh. And the men were asked to rate the images between 0 and 5.
Ooh.
And 5 was, I would like to have sexual intercourse with this woman.
Yes.
And 0 was, I would never wish
wouldn't touch
to
with a barge pole.
Have sexual intercourse with this woman ever.
Never.
And then we denied those men any kind of sexual activity for 1 week. And then after the week, the scoring for the images of the women who were unclothed were very high across the board.
Right. How high? What? Like number 5?
5 across the board.
Right. And what about when they were clothed?
After the week?
Yes.
5.
And what were the scores like on the original test before they'd been denied access?
Clothed or unclothed?
Both.
Unclothed was 5.
Right.
Clothed was 5.
Right. So basically, they just want to sleep with everybody at all times.
Well, that's a little premature. We're still computing the results.
Right. I mean, for me, it's quite clear that there's...
Well, I'm just passing on the data.
Well, it's a very interesting test. I wonder how much it costs. I mean, I could have told you that myself. You go down to any club on a Friday night, you line all the women up on one side and all the men up on the other side. All the women that night, they know they're going to get, you know, right? The men just hope. That's how it works. A woman just knows she can just do that to a man. A man has to try harder.
Gary, would you be free for the fortnight and...
No way. Thank you very much. Right, let's go to our next caller now. We've got Samson. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I ask you a question, please?
Okay.
Why?
Why what?
Why? Are you holding out your hand to Beelzebub once again, chatting these disgusting things about woman sexuality, fornication? Why are you inviting Satan into the hearts of men, women and children on the airwaves tonight? Why?
Just stop a second. We're discussing sexuality. It's nothing to do with Satan. We're just having a normal discussion about sexuality, male and female.
Can you feel the demon is coming to ask you to join
him? No demons.
Pit of darkness. Can you not feel them begging you to swirl around with them in their pit of nastiness? Can you not feel it? Why are you doing it? Why?
Can I stop you there?
Thanks, Samson. Always a pleasure. Well, not really. Anyone else on the line? Hello?
Hello, am I through?
You're through? You're through to down the line. Hello, you're live on Radio 4.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm ringing in about the issue of male and female sexuality that we're talking about.
Mm.
Stephen Fry, it seems, got into a lot of hot water, suggesting that male and female sexuality is different. I mean, I think a lot of what he was saying, he was having a bit of a joke, but predictably, the ladies got up in arms about this, saying, oh, absolute nonsense, we're all the same. Well, I think there's a strong grain of truth in what Mr. Fry had to say. I mean, I live near Hampstead Heath.
Mm.
I love the Heath. Most aspects of it, that he touched on the point of men having relations with each other in the park, and they do.
Mm.
They lurk about in the bushes and behind trees, and they wait for another man to come along, and they have relations with them. Now, I have nothing against gay men, but this behaviour is a very male thing. If you put two males up against each other with the same sexuality, it leads to absolute debauchery.
What, fights or...?
No, it's just that there are no checks on it.
Mm.
Women were put on this earth to prevent men from behaving like animals.
So you think man-on-man sex is like animal sex?
There's a biological, a genetic impulse in men to go out and have sex whenever and wherever he can. Now, if women had the same sexuality, nothing would ever get done in this world.
It'd be good to watch.
You'd walk into any social event, and within 5 minutes, everybody would be doing it on the carpet.
Mm.
There was sort of a storm of outrage about Stephen Fry saying this. Rosie Boycott, I think it was, she said, what absolute nonsense. Women and men are all the same. I've had sex in a park. You think, yes, you've had sex in a park with someone you probably knew. You didn't go to a park and have sex with 10 complete strangers, one after the other, possibly two at the same time.
No.
Did you, Rosie?
With another one queuing up, probably.
You know, she wouldn't have had a man at each end and another one in the middle.
I've seen Brokeback Mountain in those kind of films, and they do get quite rough.
Men are a rough, tough bunch.
But there's something
this
about...
the idea that the gay man is more sensitive and gentle, obviously many of them are, and one can't make huge generalisations.
Mm.
There's an enormous amount of rough sex goes on. I mean, of course, women enjoy sex. I'm not saying that, but in a different way to men.
Mm.
I mean, for instance, you must have heard this noise. That's the noise of two foxes going at it. It's quite clear that the female fox is not having as good a time as the male.
Well, how do you know that's not the sound of a lady fox enjoying herself?
Well, obviously, the squeal of pain and the squeal of pleasure in a female is very similar.
Mm.
For instance, that was a squeal of pleasure. That was a squeal of pain.
Mm.
Can you tell the difference?
No.
Certainly men don't, and men don't really care.
Okay, well, listen... Keep checking those foxes, and thanks very much for your call.
My pleasure, thank you.
Okay, we're going down the line now to Leicester to speak to local community leader, Mr. Khan. Hello, what's your point?
Gary, what you are saying about this sexuality? Why are you talking like Channel 5? Why are you doing all this dirty thing?
We're just discussing it.
Pakistani women, they are not sexual. You see, they are happy doing their things, looking after family. Little bit TV. Then there's no need for sexuality. There's no time. They're so busy. You ask my wife.
What about your sexuality? What about yours, Mr.
Gary?
Khan?
Gary?
Yours?
Gary?
Yours?
Gary?
Mm.
We're on radio. Show some respect.
So, Mr. Khan, presumably, if your wife is not sexual at all, there's no sexual activity going on, you don't have any children?
I have children. I have three children.
So she is sexual?
This isn't sexual. You are crazy. There's nothing sexual.
Of course there's something sexual about making babies. It's called sex.
No, it's just making family. You see, it's making family. It's support. It's for supporting
family. So you make family like you make a cake?
No, you make cake with love. You take your time with cake.
Mm.
First you do the bottom, then you do a little bit in the middle, then the top, then you put it in the oven.
Mm.
That's a long procedure. My bloody daughter makes cake. Takes bloody half hour.
Okay, so we're talking about male and female sexuality, and I've got a female caller on the line now. Hello, my darling.
I don't want to talk about masturbation, do I?
Not if you don't want to.
Oh, thank God for that. Bye.
Oh, all right. Goodbye. Let's take another call, then.
Hello, Gary. It's Christian.
Hello, Christian.
I didn't think that your programme would sink so low, to be honest, Gary.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm sick and tired of the gay community being labelled in this way, like there's a bunch of promiscuous people out with their morons and that.
Hold on a second. Are you gay?
I am gay. I'm openly gay, Gary.
You're a Geordie gay.
What's your problem with that, like?
Well, so it's just, this must be a first for Radio 4. There's no such thing as a Geordie gay.
You see, you're doing it again, man. You're just talking in stereotypes. I'm a Geordie gay man.
You've got a boyfriend who's also another Geordie gay.
Well, aye, man.
That is absolutely incredible. How many Geordie gays are there, do you know of?
Well, I didn't go around counting them, do I, man?
Mm.
I thought better of you, Gary.
Mm.
We're sick and tired of it, man.
Mm.
I've got a civil partnership. We've expressed our love for each other publicly.
Mm.
And we're like any other couple, man.
Apart from the fact you're both men.
Well, I am a gay man, man.
Thanks very much for your call.
Aye.
Okay, I've got Lisa on the line now. Hello, Lisa.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good.
We're talking about sexuality,
yes,
male
please.
And female.
I just want to say, I'm actually 43. I'm a 43-year-old grandmother.
That's young, isn't it?
I tell you what, I should be entering some glamorous granny contests, I think, because I think I might win a few, make a bit of extra money. What I want to say is my husband left me last year. He said I didn't have the wow factor anymore. He said he didn't love me anymore.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it is sad, but I'm moving on.
Mm.
In my opinion, I'm in my prime, I'm young, I've still got a lot to offer.
Like what?
And I think I look pretty good. I go to this place called Satin Nights every week, and I tell you, there was a 23-year-old there who thought I had the X Factor.
Really? So you've got the X Factor, but you haven't got the wow factor.
Well, I think I have. That's the problem.
So right. I mean, it must be hard, a woman of your age, and your husband, has he left you for a younger model?
Well, apparently not. He says he's not with anyone at the moment. He says
that's what they all say.
Really?
They always say, oh, it's not you, it's me, or there's no one else. Normally there is.
Well,
I'm just saying that to make you feel a bit better, because you're thinking...
thanks. When I called in, I was actually feeling quite up, but you've... I don't really know what to say now.
Well, no, hang on.
You think he's met someone, do you?
No, sorry, I didn't mean to upset you or anything. I'm just saying...
Poor blind, he's not seeing anyone else.
Yeah, but he probably is, you see.
Really?
I mean, you know, actually, he probably isn't seeing anyone else. He probably just wants to spend some time on his own, get to know himself, you know, need some time to think, that kind of thing, which everyone's entitled to, and I'm sure he'll be coming back.
No, it's all right.
Listen, you're now a single woman,
yeah,
you know? Isn't it true that...
Woo!
Isn't it right that a 43-year-old woman has a higher sex drive than a 19-year-old... You could go dancing, you can...
I do go dancing.
That's at the Satin Dance place you just
Satin
talked about.
Night.
That sounds like a For Your Eyes Only style, pole dancing joint.
It's not like that at all. I mean, it is quite burlesque-y. It's corsets and ripped tights and sort of slightly gothy, yeah.
Well, you go, girl.
No, I do. I look great. You could have rested a pint on them.
On what?
You know. Oh, my cleavage.
Oh, I get it. I can picture it now, yeah. And you can put a little roll of peanuts down the middle there.
And have a nibble.
And have a little nibble.
Anyway,
well, yeah.
So I'm definitely ready. I'm ready to face...
world alone.
Yeah.
Hmm. Thank you very much
for
your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Lovely to speak to a jolly old lady like that, you know. Someone's still going for it at 43. And my next caller, who's there? Hello?
The Nugget.
Hello, Nugget.
No, the Nugget.
Hello, the Nugget. What are you calling about?
My female sexuality thing.
Mm.
Well, apparently you're saying that women don't approach sex in the same way as men.
They don't, no.
Well, some women do.
Yeah, explain.
Slags and tarts.
Well, you can't call a lady a slag or a tart or whatever. They just...
You can call them whatever you like. That'd be ridiculous.
You know, men can do it if they want to, can't they?
We're programmed to do it ever since the cavemen.
So you're talking about who makes the first move.
Have you seen documentaries about cavemen? We used to hit him over the head with a club and drag him into the cave by the hair. That ain't made up. That is what happened.
Yeah, but
it really happened. That really happened.
Well, thanks to Nugget there.
No, the Nugget.
The Nugget. Thank you, Muppet.
Ah, Mr. Bellamy.
Hello.
Yes, it's Professor Anthony Bison here.
Hello, Mr. Bison.
Professor Bison.
Professor Bison.
Apropos your subject of the difference in sexuality, the battle of the sexes has always been with us. As Heremula, the doomed 18-year-old queen-to-be of Mesopotamia, exclaimed while crossing the Euphrates to meet her appointed husband, the 9-year-old Persian boy king Arak the Mighty, in 892 BC. Why should I, she wailed, a princess goddess, divine ruler, proud and fecund, be forced to consort with this undeveloped Persian cub? What secrets and pleasures of the bed knows he? Oh, Ishtar, why do you mock me so? Ishtar, who is, of course, the... Come along.
The Ishtar, that's that film with Dustin Hoffman.
The Mesopotamian goddess of love.
Yes.
Knew that Herembula had a prodigious sexual appetite and had already been unfaithful to her intended many times, on occasions with her own brother, no less.
Ooh.
Ishtar was outraged by such behaviour and sent forth a violent storm which tossed the wanton, hapless princess overboard.
Mm.
Although Herembula made it to the shore, a huge ravenous wolf found her, raped her, and bit out her eyes. She lived the rest of her days as a blind beggar. Food for thought, wouldn't you agree?
Mmm.
Thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you. Got Len on the phone. We're talking about male and female sexuality.
Yeah. Oh, God, my mind's gone full of images. Can I ring you back?
Oh, OK. He seemed a little bit troubled there. I can understand. It's a very difficult topic, sexuality, very personal. Hopefully he'll ring us back. OK, hello. Who's there?
Oh, hello, it's Samira.
Hello, Samira. That's a nice name.
Well, it's not my real name, actually.
Oh, you're ringing in under a fake name.
Yes,
so, Samira,
yes.
What are you calling about?
I'm ringing in response to the gentleman who seems to be rather against the fact that some women approach sex in the same way as men. Well, I am one of those women.
Can I just clarify? Are you ringing in as a slag or a tart?
Well, I don't really think either of those tags are appropriate to any women. I find them extremely offensive. I'm a sex worker.
A sex worker? Whoa, what the hell is that? I mean, it sounds a bit industrial, doesn't it?
It involves having sex with men or women for money, usually men.
That sounds a bit like a prostitute.
That's exactly what I am, Gary. I'm from the English Collective of Prostitutes.
Oh.
And we are campaigning for the abolition of the prostitution laws which criminalise sex workers and our families.
Yes.
And we're looking for economic alternatives, higher benefits and wages. Mm. We'd like to get across that there are no bad women, just bad laws.
You make it sound all so sort of serious. I like to think about, you know,
well,
in the old...
serious.
Yeah, it's serious, but I think about those old bordellos, you know, with the women on the honky-tonk pianos and in the basques, dancing the can-can, and getting the money in the fun way, you know. You just paint like a really sort of like grimy picture of a rainy night in Bradford.
Have you ever been in a brothel, Gary? Because I've never, I've certainly never seen one like that before.
I haven't. I bet you've got some funny stories, though. Some of the funny men that might turn up.
Gary,
you know.
It's not a hen party. It's
no, but there's
job.
Some
it's
funny
a,
things. What's the funniest story? What's the funniest one you've had?
We don't really go in it for the fun, Gary.
No.
A lot of the women who work in the sex industry are there because they may have drug problems. They're looking to, or they're looking to support families.
Mm.
They don't necessarily go in for the fun, for the feather boas, as
all
you
right.
might.
Thanks for talking to us.
It's a pleasure.
I enjoyed that. So anyway, yes, if any of you have been in a brothel, why not ring in and tell us your experiences inside one? Are they good? Are they bad? Have you got any funny stories? Let's go to a regular caller now. It's Graham Downs. Hello, Graham.
Hello, Gary.
Hello, Graham. How are you doing?
Oh, this topic. It's what makes the world go bad, doesn't it? The sexuality. I know Billy Bragg wrote that song. I can play it on the guitar. He's like Marmite. You either like him or you don't. And well, sexuality. Now, I'll just say, suffice to say, Gary, that men are pretty well preoccupied with sex. I'm not sure that women are quite as much. I think about the men, it's pretty well, or I would say almost constant. I don't know how some of them bankers even have time to look at the piles of money.
How often do you think of sex, Graham?
Hello?
Oh,
Mum, what are you doing? You listening to my...
Who's this?
I'm talking to Gary Bellamy.
Oh, hello, Gary.
Hello. So it is me, yeah.
It's just because he was going breathless. And when he goes breathless, I know he's...
What's up on my tip, my light? You tell I don't dare there like that. Me... That way.
Graham's mum, hello.
Hello.
Listen, hello, Graham's mum.
Calm down, Gary.
Listen, one at a time. One at a time. One at a time.
Are you interrupting a private call? Yes.
He's getting agitated because he's been getting excited.
Graham's mum, are you an interfering nosy cat?
Graham's mum.
This is right.
I was just talking to Graham about his sexuality. I was about to ask him something.
Sexuality.
He wants to ask you something.
I was going to ask both of you, actually. You know, how do you deal with... How Graham's mum, looking after Graham in his room, he's housebound.
Yeah, bless him.
You must be aware that that Graham obviously has sexual urges.
Yeah,
As a mother, do you...
put it this way, I know his body very well. I wash it twice a day. Well, I can turn it.
Oh, that's charming. Tell the people that.
Yeah.
So it must be very difficult for you to keep anything private.
Me?
Yeah, so don't you think it might be good for, both of you? If maybe Graham could spend some time with someone else and have some other female company.
The thing about it is that I just don't want him to get hurt.
What are you talking about, Mum?
Yeah, but what, how do you know someone's going to hurt him? You know, there might be some nice ladies in the world.
Yeah.
He doesn't want a nice lady. He's got me.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Mum? You're like a nice lady come round, Gary.
What nice lady's going to come round and light you?
Oh, come on, that's not...
Have you seen the size of him?
So, Gary, imagine that when it's not like your own mum says something like that.
Darling, you're my little baby and I love you, but that it's a fact. It's a fact.
Maybe you're being overprotective.
Yeah.
What wouldn't you love more than having your son marry a lovely woman he loves and being happy ever after?
There's nothing I'd like more, but it's not ever going to happen.
If you say that, though, it never will if you have that attitude.
That's right. I'll tell her. You tell her, gal.
Cheeky little sod.
I love you, Mum.
I love you too, darling.
Oh, well, let's leave it there then, shall we? Have some sugar puffs.
Sexuality. Yeah. Bye.
OK, I've got Professor Lucien Hemsmith on the line now.
Yes.
What's your point, Prof?
I'm calling in response to an earlier call.
Right.
I find it extraordinary that anyone could repeat the old saw that Princess Herambula was ravished by a wolf. Everybody knows that this misconception has arisen as a result of the confusion between the Persian word for wolf, gurga, and the Arab word burga,
of course.
The traditional outer garment worn by Arab men. Herambula was humbled, not by a wolf, but by a wandering Bedou tribesman.
That's right.
Please, 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 I beg of you not to allow that imbecile professor, and I dignify him with the word, Anthony Bison, on the air with his ludicrous and ill-informed drivel. Thank you.
Glad we cleared that up. Okay, yes, who's next? Hello.
Hello, Gary.
Hello.
My name's Norman.
Hello, Norman.
And I'm proud to say I'm a gay man.
Well done.
Yep, gay right through my bones. It's written through me like a stick of rock. G-A-I, gay. I'll tell you what I'm calling you, mate.
Yeah.
I'm ringing you about the armed forces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gays being allowed into the armed forces. Apparently now I saw a documentary about it and it's all fine. Mm. And when I was a boy, I was desperate to be in the army.
Mm.
And I thought, Norman, don't bother. You'll get a right hiding. So I didn't bother joining. And now I'm 51. It's too late. I've been a right plonker.
Well, listen, it's too late to join the army, but have you found any other advantages of coming out and being gay?
Oh, I love it.
Well, what other great things are there about being gay at your age?
I get on great with old people.
Yeah.
Old people love gays.
They do, especially old ladies.
Oh, I talk to them for hours.
Yeah.
I'm very flamboyant. I've got a lot of scarves.
I'm
like an old-style gay chap, really.
Yeah.
I'm very friendly to everyone.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Not at the moment.
So you're single and fancy-free?
Ho, 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 ho! Watch yourself.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Right. I think we've got Len back on the line. Hello, Len.
Yeah.
Feeling better now?
Yeah.
Ready to talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well...
It's okay. Okay.
Sorry. No.
Come on, it's all right.
I'll ring. Can I ring you back? Sorry about this.
All right, ring back again. Okay, hello, I've got Baal on the line. Hello, Baal.
Oh, hello there, how are you?
Do you know what, I'm absolutely great.
It's wonderful to be on the airwaves, as it were.
Mm.
And I say to all the listeners, God bless you all. I really mean it. A bit nervous.
Yeah, well, don't be nervous. It's fine.
Pardon?
Don't worry.
Learning about the subject of sexuality.
Right.
We all want to know if there are differences, or indeed if there are similarities, between the sexual response, as it were.
Sexual response. How's, are you a sexual man?
Well, I have been known to be a sexual man at times. Of course, when I was younger, I was probably more sensual than sexual, you see. I think too much is sometimes spent on sexuality, and maybe people should maybe spare a bit of thought for people who are more engaged in sensuality. And I think we should really all just calm down.
Well,
oh, hello there.
We all told that that women have more sensual feelings, whereas men have more sexual feelings. So would you say that you were more, you know, your sexuality was kind of feminine?
I suppose if there was any way of describing it, it would be a third form of sexual...
So you've got masculine, you've got feminine.
Yes.
What do you call this third sort of hybrid you're talking about?
I call it the Cybian phase.
Sibian?
Sibian, C-Y-Y-B-A-I-N.
When did your sort of sexuality kick in, then?
When I was probably about 28.
It's quite late.
Well, it depends how you measure years, of course. Well,
yeah. But when you, I mean, surely when you were about 13, 14, you discovered this, your sexuality,
well,
your feelings.
Well, fair enough question. And of course, I went through my pubic period rather later, I'm afraid.
What, 28?
Well, probably about 26. And that went on for about 15 years. Different parts of me expanding and growing. Bushier hair in certain parts. Did not mention them. And of course, The shortening of the thumb.
Yeah.
But coming back to my main point, I think air shows should really be banned now. I mean, we've really moved on technologically-wise. Do we really need to see pilots physically fly up and crash into the crowd? We could certainly do this in some form of stimulation. And I shan't say anything more on the matter.
Can I just ask you?
Thank you very much.
Oh, he's gone. Better move on to another call. Hello? Who's there?
My name's Rupert Allingham.
Hello, what are you calling about?
This discussion that you're having about male sexuality, female sexuality, and, well, homosexuality as well.
Mm. So what's your take on it all, then?
Well, I am gay.
Right.
I like musical theatre, sing along A Sound of Music, I love that.
Yep.
John Barrowman.
We all like him. Do you like Graham Norton?
I love Graham Norton.
The Pet Shop Boys?
And the Pet Shop Boys.
Do you like the films of Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, but you know my favourite's Judy Garland.
Yes.
But I find it very, very difficult.
What do you find difficult?
Well, mainly because I actually prefer women.
So you're bisexual?
Well, no. Sexually, I much prefer women.
Well, you're not gay, then?
Well, everybody tells me I am.
You're not gay, right? Because I think a gay man loves other men, you see. You just seem to like things that gay men seem to like. You like, you know, the cliché...
Well, except women. I love women, you see. That's, you know, it's made me very sexually confused.
OK, what about if you tried sleeping with a man?
Oh, God, no.
No.
Can you imagine it?
Ugh. You're not gay. Just because you like Barbara Streisand...
Oh, I love Barbara Streisand.
Look, take it from me, as a fellow Barbara Streisand fan, you are probably not gay. OK, I've got a Pete Wallander on the phone, calling from not Sweden, but Swindon. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Gary. All right, mate?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I ain't bad, you know. Ain't bad, been better. I was thinking about the male and female sexuality.
Yes.
The difference between the two.
Yeah, it's a hot topic.
There ain't one.
No.
We love it, so do they. They pretend they don't love it at first, but after a while they have to admit, do you know what, this is blinding, don't stop, carry on, and that's it.
Well, I think we better leave it at that. Thanks for your call. OK, we've got Len on the line. Len?
Len here.
Yeah, listen, this is your last go.
I think I've got it.
All right. Pull yourself together now, come on.
The EastEnders came on the other night, I had to turn it off.
Why was that then?
Well, it's rubbish.
Oh, right, well, that's the end of Down the Line for this week. We'll see you again next time.